Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, October 19. Coming up, discussions between Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago to be presented to Senate in short order. Government reviews national youth policy and 750 hotel rooms to be constructed in Trelawney. The details after the break.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since Mommy and Daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, Daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.
Now the news. A formal statement outlining discussions to date between Jamaica and the Twin Island Republic of Trinidad and Tobago will be presented to the Senate in short order. This was disclosed by Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, while responding to questions posed by opposition members regarding relations between the two countries at a recent sitting of the Upper House. Senator Johnson-Smith told the Senate that although the new facility at the Piarco International Airport for persons who have been denied entry into Trinidad and Tobago was not completed by its July deadline, another area has been constructed and renovated to facilitate persons who have not landed.
It was toured by Minister Montague and our High Commissioner. There are improvements which we have asked for, including the installation of a telephone. There are other matters, and I crave your indulgence in allowing me to bring a statement that will provide a more complete update on where we are with the matters. Suffice it to say that I assure you that progress has been made.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says 750 new hotel rooms will be constructed in Trelawney. He says the government is close to signing off on the relevant paperwork and permits. Speaking at a recent tourism stakeholder conference in Trelawney, Minister Bartlett said the additional accommodation will add to the nearly 15,000 new rooms that are slated to be built over the next 5 years. Mr. Bartlett says he has never been this excited about Jamaica's tourism prospects, adding that investor confidence is high and Jamaica is increasingly being seen as a first-choice destination. In the meantime, the tourism minister has named a 13-member National Cruise Council Board to liaise and monitor cruise shipping activities on behalf of the government. The board will be chaired by businessman Michael Belnovis. The other members are Harry Mirage, Marilyn Burrows, Judy Sconvin, John Baez, Michael Draculich, Stephen Facey, William Tatham, Vernon Lugg, Lee Bailey, Denny Shandaram, Jason Hall, and Denton Edwards. Mr. Bartlett says formation of the council is to bring the private sector into a structured and organized framework, allowing them to have contacts with the Florida Caribbean Cruise Association and other bodies that deal with cruise governance across the region. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says details of the exercise program Jamaica Moves will be announced shortly. The initiative is part of measures to combat non-communicable diseases, NCDs, such as diabetes, hypertension, and cancers.
Where we're going to be mobilizing national attention to physical activity around the country. You'll hear more about it in the months to come, but it's all about encouraging Jamaicans, even just to walk more, simple exercise as walk, because it means better health, longer life, and better quality of life.
Minister Tufton was speaking in an interview with JIS News after participating in the recent Usain Bolt Foundation at Jamaica National Foundation-sponsored Heroes in Action Run Walk in Falmouth. The campaign will promote, educate, and develop programs to get Jamaicans moving. Traditional and non-traditional media will be utilized in transmitting the message. And Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says the government is reviewing the National Youth Policy. She says the policy will be used in tandem with the Youth Advisory Council to be set up in short order to guide government's engagement with young people. The council will comprise a wide cross-section of the youth population and is open to Jamaican citizens.
It will establish the policy framework within which all young persons can be supported to pursue their goals, thereby contributing to the success of their local communities and the nation at large.
Senator Johnson-Smith was speaking at the recently concluded Jamaica Christian Diaspora Conference in St. James. She says the document will provide a framework for young people to be integrally involved in formulating youth policies and programs. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.